Welcome back to KWTO. Very special guest in the studio today. We've got Bob, and I should have asked you before we went on, how do you pronounce your last name?
Dothage.
Dothage. Bob Dothage in the studio today. Bob is a veteran, a former member of the National Guard. Bob, tell us a little bit about where you live and about your family.
Well, we live north of Springfield on Highway 215, and basically it's between Fairgrove and Pleasant Hope. And we've been there 3 years now. We've got a small 5-acre place and just perfect for retirement.
I love it. Bob, tell us a little bit about your family.
Okay, well, married to my beautiful wife of 49 years now.
Oh, congratulations. And, when's the big 50th anniversary?
So we have four children, and we have two granddaughters. And I'll tell you, we don't get to see our granddaughters as often as we need to because they don't live close.
Where do they live?
Well, one lives in Russia.
Oh, my God.
And we adopted three Russian children back several years ago.
Very cool.
And so Alyssa would always go back to visit her grandma, Babushka. And this one particular summer, she visited and she ran into a fella named Andre. Well, nothing was planned about it. Wasn't a big thing. They just, you know, enjoyed each other's company while she was there. And then she goes back the next year, and eventually they decide, well, if we're going to have a relationship, we can't do it long distance. So, of course, they ended up
dating in
married.
The United States and Russia would be a challenge.
Well, she's just as much American, and our granddaughter that they gave us is just as much American as we are.
That's amazing.
Of course, their love is here, but they also were born and raised in Russia, so that's their country, too.
All right, so, Bob, you served, how long did you serve in the Air National Guard?
6 years, from 1971 to 77.
And was that here in Springfield?
Yes, yes, sir. It was out at the airport, basically, and then the National Guard in Springfield. I forgot what you call it. But, yeah, weekend drills and summer camp. Summer camp was 2 weeks, and we went to Corpus Christi, Texas, and suffered down there in that nice tropical area. we did a few in Nevada, Missouri, at Camp Crowder. We had one or two left in Springfield. And so the experience that I enjoyed with this, at the time it wasn't as much fun as after I got out, but then I regretted getting out. But it was a wonderful, unique time. And I was stationed down at Fort Campbell, Kentucky for my basic training, and then Fort Eustis, Virginia for my helicopter mechanic and crew chief training. So I was a crew chief on Huey helicopters.
Very nice. So, Bob, when did you first hear about the Honor Flight?
Well, it's been several years ago after it first originated. And the Honor Flight of the Ozarks is the chapter that my brother and I got to go on. But there are some others, I think, through the VFWs, but the Honor Flight of the Ozarks was just absolutely exceptional. We'd heard about them on commercials on TV and in a few places on the radio, of course. And not being a true Vietnam in-country vet, I didn't know that I was eligible. But as long as you wore the uniform during those times, that automatically made you qualified. So my brother went in a year before I did.
And what year did he go?
He went in from 70 to 76.
Okay.
So we got to fly together.
Very nice. What year did you go on in the Honor Flight?
Well, it was May 10 of this year.
May 10 of this year. Okay,
yes.
Very
yeah,
nice.
We just got back.
That's amazing. So, okay, so tell us a little bit about the day that the flight happens. What time do you get to the airport?
Well, you have to be there by 2 a.m. on that morning.
Woo.
And then they issue a Honor Flight T-shirt. The veteran T-shirt is blue. They have guardians that are assigned to each veteran, and their T-shirt is red. And we all have to wear these during that flight time so that we can all be found during the trip. But we got there to some of the nicest, most respecting people I have ever met in my life. To all the volunteers, by the way, no one gets paid, but out of all these volunteers in the Honor Flight, they treated us as the only people right there. And if they were talking to me, I was the only one important at that point. That's the way they treated all of us. Very wonderful people. I can't say enough about how wonderful they treated us. And so each veteran has a guardian, as I said. And I had the fortunate blessing of having the First Lady of Missouri as my guardian.
Oh, Teresa that's Parson. Amazing. That's and, so cool.
So it was quite the honor for me, but she kept saying, no, Bob, it's the honor for me. Well, needless to say, we hit it off immediately. And
she is a charming lady.
Oh, she is an absolutely amazing lady. Missouri couldn't do any better. I mean, this is the Parson family is just terrific.
You know, her husband always says at the end of every or the early beginning of every speech when he introduces her that's the biggest honor of his life of being married to Teresa.
Well, you can see that when he speaks of her and whenever he looks at her.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But my brother had an also wonderful guardian, which Shirley is a personal friend of the Parson family, and she just lives down the highway from me a little bit. Didn't know that until we met. But between her and my brother and Miss Teresa and her security, the highway patrolman, we became the Five Musketeers. That's what I call ourselves. And I'm telling you, we made a lifelong friendship that day.
That's amazing.
We all keep in touch.
Very nice.
And so it's one of the most amazing days that I've ever experienced. We first landed at Kennedy Airport, rather, in D.C., and from there, we got on the buses, and we all were assigned a particular bus, so, you know, there would be a helter-skelter everywhere, and they would all be accounted for every time we got on the bus. So we went to the World War II monument, which was absolutely amazing. This monument was so much larger in person than I've ever seen it in pictures or on TV, and it had some very unique designs in it, as all three, the World War II, Korean, Vietnam monuments all had very unique designs to them. And a lot of people back in the day will remember who Kilroy was, and that came from World War II. I won't go into the story, but it is an amazing story about riveters in the ships and stuff in World War II. But anyway, in this monument, there was a Kilroy was here. And not many people knew about that, but we were told about it by one of the directors, so we all got to see the insignia, or not the insignia, but the representation of Kilroy was here. Hmm. And so I urge people to look that story up to see what it was. But after that, then and two wonderful meals were furnished by the Arby's there in Washington, D.C., the breakfast and then the lunch meal. We went to the... Well, first of all, we got to see all the monuments from the buses, and you couldn't go to the White House anymore because of the current circumstances, so we got to see it from a distance. But while I was in Virginia, I got to go to the Washington, D.C. and see the White House. And so once we got to the Korean monument, it was also a very unique and completely different style of anything else out there. It had bronze statues of the soldiers. In full gear, full combat gear, standing upright, and they had their own wall similar to the Vietnam wall. And then after that, of course, we got to see the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington. You got the reflection pool that separates them, and we got to see where Forrest Gump was up on the steps.
I love it.
And Jenny was running across the reflection pool, but amazing statues, an amazing city. Then when we got to the Vietnam Wall, you talk about humbling, being that I was never in country, it was still a very, amazing, emotional place to be. And these are my brothers and sisters, and I'm sure that I probably knew some, but I'm not aware of them at this point, but, a little over 58,000 names on this wall, and each one sacrificed for the freedom of this country and freedom of others. And so they had a monument there that were a statue with three bronze soldiers from Vietnam. And it's been a very popular monument. It's just beautiful. The design on it is just very unique. And there were three things that were wrong with this monument or the statue. And I don't remember what they all were, but they had a designation for everything. One, if I'm not mistaken, the M16 magazine was turned upside down. And I think they said that represented us not being there any longer.
Hmm.
But whether it was or not, they still, they lot of thought went into these designs. And then there's also a bronze statue of nurses that were kneeling, taking care of our wounded. And what wonderful ladies these were. I mean, our true heroes. And so it was quite the experience for me to get to see. And I'm just really glad that I had that opportunity. And then the fact that I did have these heroes with me that flew with me both directions and got to eat with them. And then Miss Teresa and Miss Shirley and my brother. It was amazing.
To be able to do it with family has to be really cool.
I will add this. This was May 10 of this year. May 3 of this year, our mother passed away. And Dale and I are the only siblings in the family. So one thing that they do on this honor flight is they have mail call on the trip back. And so these guys snuck behind our backs and had our spouses or whomever tell everybody that knows us to write letters to us. So when we opened up our big vanilla envelope full of letters and cards, we even had some drawings from little elementary school kids. It was just so touching. It was just one of those things where it got really emotional. But we both separately pulled out a letter from Mom.
That's amazing.
And so we got to have Mom with us, you know, after she was gone.
That is a incredible experience.
That was the epitome of the whole thing.
Very cool. Bob, we really appreciate you telling us about that. I assume you would recommend other veterans do
that. Oh, absolutely. Please, anyone that's out there that's had any thoughts about it at all, I strongly urge this will be something that you will experience that you'll never, ever experience again. And to be with your fellow veterans and to be with the group of people that just love us dearly, it was amazing. Our Vietnam veterans did get this reception coming home. And so this is somewhat making up for it. And I'll tell you, the entourage of people that met us at the airport in D.C., the applause and the cheering and the excitement that they created for us, and then coming back to Springfield Airport, I don't know how many hundred people we had there, but they were applauding us, cheering us, shaking our hands. The governor, of course, was there welcoming all of us. And I forgot to say that when we'd landed in D.C., Senator Blunt and Congressman Long were there to greet us.
That's amazing.
And so it was just a really amazing day.
Bob, we really appreciate you having you on, and thanks for sharing your experience.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on.
Appreciate it.